Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are good to go now. We are with us Rohit Sharma, vice captain of the Indian cricket team. We shall begin again, and we will have the same order. Bharat Sundaresan. Yeah, he is not logged in yet. Kushan Sarkar.
Rohit, if you could just tell us like the rain delays and all, keeping in mind, like do you see the team achieving putting up a good first inning score like 350, 400? Like, what is the ideal first inning score considering the track you spent some time? So, what's the ideal first inning score on this kind of a track?
Yeah, I mean, idea is to do that. we've got solid batters to come in now. Two of the most experienced players are still out in the middle, and the pitch is good. I don't see any reason why we can't get to that score of the first inning. But having said that, I think for us, what is important is to just focus on what's there in front of us, rather than thinking too far ahead. It's a big score for sure that the Australians have got. We can't think too far ahead. We just need to focus on session by session and take it as it comes. You know, the pitch, like I said, the pitch is playing good. We just need to back ourselves to do that, and we've got the guys to do it. So I don't see any reason why we can't bat really well on day three.
Swarup followed by Amitabh Mukherjee. Yes, Swarup.
Hi, Rohit. I just want to, ask you about your own batting itself. Some of these dismissals, especially in overseas conditions, you seem to be batting so well, but out of nowhere, you get out. Any reason for that? Or is it just, I mean, it happens, it's a sport after all.
It's not coming out of nowhere. It's the shot that I play, and I played it very well in the past. So it is something that I really back myself to do all the time. That is the kind of role that I play in this team, And yes, it was when it looks like that, it looks bad, but you know. That is something that I don't really think too much into. My focus has always been to make sure that once I'm in, I obviously want to make it count, make it big. But having said that, there is a process which I like to follow, and the process is obviously to make sure that I'm, once I'm in, I'm on top of the bowlers, and I'm trying to keep that pressure on the bowling unit of the opposition. Sometimes you get out, sometimes it goes over the ropes. But yeah, I mean, it was unfortunate and a very sad dismissal, to be honest, in the end. But again, like I said, those are my shots and I'll keep playing them.
Yes, Amitabh Mukherjee and Bharat Sundaresan, if you're ready, you can go after that.
Hi, Rohit, this is Amitabh from QuickView. I want to ask about our bowling attack, new bowling attack bowled with their hearts out. What do you make of them overall, the performance of our bowling attack?
Yeah, I think we bowl pretty well considering the amount of experience we have in our bowling unit. They're more likely, all of these guys they've been playing for the first time in Australia. Siraj played few games, Natarajan, Shardul, and Saini obviously played in Sydney, but obviously not a lot of experience there. But considering how they bowled, they kept the pressure. So considering how they fare in the first innings, I thought they showed a lot of discipline. They maintained that area where we spoke of bowling to the opposition. Overall, if I have to analyze the performance of each of these bowlers, I thought they bowled pretty well. It's a good pitch still. Yes, of course, there's some bounce, but the pitch has some swing, which we saw in the morning. Shardul was swinging the ball really well. But this is a great experience for them. Great learning to bowl against the best batters. and test themselves, at the bigger stage. I think they managed that pretty well. Looking forward, there are only positive things, for these guys. They must have gotten, solid confidence playing this game, and it will help them in a good stead moving forward.
Yes, Bharat, if you're there.
Take two, Rohit. You already spoken about your dismissal. See, this is your first time opening in Australia. You spoke in the last time we spoke to 20 minutes ago about the adjustment you made for the GABA. So just like three innings in, what are the adjustments you made, and like, do you feel comfortable at the top of the order playing away from India now?
Yeah, I mean, it's only three innings. Yes, of course. I've opened for India in the limited overs for a long time now, and it's time for me to test myself in this longer format as well. The team has shown a lot of confidence in my ability at the top, and it's just that I have to do what the team expects me to do, not to worry about what happens anywhere else. Or what people talk about, the team expects me to play a certain role at the top of the order, and I will try to do that as much as I can. Speaking of the adjustment, we saw in Sydney there wasn't much bounce, so I was just trying to stay leg stump off the ball, and here I knew the line and lengths they bowl here, particularly the two right-handers. They try and test you outside off stump all the time. So I was just trying to adjust myself. I came a little bit on the off stump to make sure that I cover the line and not push my hand outside off stump. That is the little adjustment I did. But again, watching the first two test matches in Adelaide and Melbourne while I was in quarantine, I saw the discipline that the Australian bowling had. So you have to try and figure out a way to score runs against these guys. They don't give anything so easy. So it is something that I was trying to think about my batting while I was not playing. So it is something. It really worked in the first half of the tournament. In the first half of my batting, when they were bowling with the new ball, just getting closer to the ball, making sure that anything slightly outside off stump, I try and leave. And then once I'm in, I try and play some shots as well, because that is what you want. At the end of the day, you want to score runs and try and see how they react, when you're scoring runs. So that is something that I did, and it worked out until I got out.
Yes. Thanks.
Yes, Rohit bhai, we've got two questions on chat. I shall read them out. The first one is from Sayad. He says, some of the youngsters on this tour haven't been nervy at all, instead shown character across all formats. What would you put that to?
It basically boils down to where they've come from. All these guys, yes, of course, they're inexperienced, but they want this really bad. They're quite hungry to perform for the team. And you don't get many opportunities, and we all understand that. So making sure of every opportunity that you get, you got to make it count. And that has been the team talk as well. We will not think about what is happening outside, what is happening with the weather, with the venue and things like that. All we wanted to do was focus on the game and making sure that we get the result that we want, and which is why Sydney was the best example how we stood up to that occasion, where we were put under pressure and we wanted some resilience from the guys, and they showed it. And obviously we all know what happened in Adelaide. To bounce back from that situation, I don't need to speak much more than that. It shows from each one of us how they've managed to get out of that pressure situation. It's not easy getting bowled out for that many runs and then come out and win the game and then draw that test match. At one point we were in position to win the test match as well in Sydney, to be honest. You know, it's just that miss little injury to Vihari happened at that point, you know, but it could have gone either way, to be honest. It was at one point it was nobody's game, but then suddenly it started to look like Australia is going to win. Then it turned in our favor. So it was moving in balance, you know, and not to forget, we didn't have Jadeja in full capacity to bat. But again, Vihari and Ashwin showed great resilience, superb character to get that draw for us.
Going by the second question on chat is, it says that we have seen Natarajan make an impact in the shorter formats. Now he has made his test debut. Your views on the debutant?
Yeah, I thought Natarajan bowled pretty well, to be honest, playing his first game outside the country, coming and bowling to, you know, the best batsman. It's never going to be easy, but he showed no pressure from ball one. He was right up there. Obviously, he'll learn as he moves on in his career, you know, but he's definitely got composure around him and he's got solid character. He's a strong character, doesn't speak much, but, you know, we all know that he's got solid personality. You know, he wants to do well for the team. He wants to do well for himself. And he's here to stay, to be honest. Looking at his body language, this is the first time I played with him. So, you know, it was good to see from someone who's just playing his first test match, coming out and bowling his heart out.
Prasant Menon and then Deepak Raghav.
Hi Rohit, taking on from what you said, you said you were impressed with the bowlers. Do you think these A2s have helped them? And also, do you think, I mean, having Australia 315 for 8, we could have just bowled them out below 330 or something?
Yeah, we would have loved that. You know, we've had a lot of chats around it in the past as well, how, you know, the lower order have come and scored those runs against us. But again, I mean, we tried everything we could. We tried some short stuff. We bowled in the right areas. You know, they played some good shots. Nathan Lyon in particular, you know, played some good shots, to be honest. On that wicket, to come and play an on drive straight up is not easy. He got those runs quickly for them. And yeah, we would have loved to be in that position where we see 330 or 335 on the board and then coming out and bat. But I don't want to take any credit away from the bowlers, how they bowled with one bowler shot, you know, in the game. I thought we stick to our plans. We stuck to our plans, and yes, 30-40 runs less would have been nice, but we will take what we've got.
There was one more part, Rohit. I asked about the A2s. Did the A2s benefit?
The A2s must have definitely helped these guys playing away from home. In the past, we've done a lot of A2s. All these guys, in particular, Shardul, Navdeep. You know, these guys have played a lot of cricket. Siraj as well has played for India a lot. And he's bowled a lot of overs, especially in Australia. They've come to Australia and they know how difficult it can be once the batsman is in, once the pitch settles down and the sun is beating hard down. It's not that easy. But because of their experience playing here before and understanding the conditions, you know, it held them in good stead. In Sydney, we saw, you know, they bowled with particular plan. To come here in Australia and get them not to score 400 run is an achievement in itself, to be honest. You know, I know they got 370 odd here, but you know, we've got a really inexperienced attack and they've not played much cricket in Australia, especially for India. But obviously these tours that they've done before has helped them to make sure that they are in control. Otherwise, you know, the pitch is such, one batter is in, you know, it can go big and get 450, 500 easily. Like we've seen in the past, Australia, what they like to do here in Australia is they like to bat first and get, you know, 500 and then bowl the team out. That is what they like to do. But all throughout, you know, we've stayed in the game, all the test matches, we've competed really hard. And it's just about another hurdle that we need to cross here in Brisbane. We bat well tomorrow. You never know, anything can happen.
Yes, Sanju bhai, Sanju Samyal.
I think
Sanjeev K. Samyal left.
Yes, Akash. Akash, you have sent your question. You can ask your question.
Hey, hi. Rohit, a small question on your partnership with Gill. So this is his first tour in Australia. So what is the kind of discussion that you have with him in the middle?
During this game? Or overall? Okay, anyway, I'll just take the question. The discussion that we've had is, how we do understand how important it is to get a good start. And both of us, have been only thinking about how we can stay positive, at the same time making sure that, we respect the good balls as well. Our mindset is, both of us, our mindset has been to score runs as well when the loose ball is bowled. We've definitely not gone with the mindset of just blocking and surviving. We've made sure that, anything pitched up or anything loose, we need to put that away. And Gill, obviously, we know, we've seen how he bats. He likes to play short. He likes to take the bowlers on. He showed a solid composure in the first two test matches he played in Sydney and in Melbourne as well. Of course, he got a good ball today. Didn't expect the ball to move from that area, but again, he'll learn. He's just playing his third test match. He's already shown us that, he definitely belongs here and is here to stay. As an opener, we do understand the importance of getting off to a good start and making sure that we lay the platform for the rest of our batters to come and, play their game. That's mainly been the discussion around. And in our mind, we've always spoken that we need to stay positive and we need to take on the bowler if necessary. If you feel like it, we need to do that. That is the confidence we've given each other on the field.
Rohit bhai, the question from Sanju Samyal is about Shardul Thakur. The question is about his spell yesterday and today morning. It was not easy to play him in the white ball. And what's your advice to him? What's your advice to Shardul?
My advice to Shardul is nothing. I'm not a bowler. But looking at, I've seen him for many years now. He plays for Mumbai, the same team I play for. And I've seen him bowl, a lot. And I understand his strength. He likes to swing the ball. And while doing that, he can go for runs as well, because, he likes to swing the ball, like I said, and he likes to pitch it up to make sure that he can nick off the batter, which he did in the morning to Tim Payne. That is his strength. And look at him. He's just playing his second test match now, playing the first test match away from home. All these guys have worked really hard. Shardul as well has worked really hard with the team. He's been around with the team for a number of years now. I thought, in patches he bowled really well. Obviously, the consistency needs to be there, which will come as he plays on. As he plays a lot of game for India, but definitely he's got the temperament to play at the highest level and for India for many years. We know how important it is to swing the ball whichever conditions you're playing at, and I thought he swung the ball really well. He's got pace, he's got the attitude most importantly, and it's just about carrying that confidence each game after game, making sure that he keeps doing the right thing. And so far, what I saw of him in this inning, I liked what he did.
Yes, Thank you, Rohit. Bye. Thank you, everyone.
Done?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Rohit.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.